First lawsuit filed against Texas Hill Country RV Park for Independence Day flood death. By Randy Clark on August 17, 2025. The first wrongful death lawsuit connected to the Independence Day Texas flooding has been filed against HTRTX Hill Country Resort, a luxury RV park and campground on the Guadalupe River in Kerrville, Texas. The suit is on behalf of the family of Jada Floyd, a 22-year-old Texas woman who died during the deadly floods in Kerr County. The filing of the suit was announced on Tuesday by the law firm Glasheen, Vyas, and Inderman Injury Lawyers. The firm believes this to be the first lawsuit filed in the aftermath of the deadly flooding that occurred in the early morning hours of July 4, 2025. According to the law firm, Jada Floyd lost her life when floodwater swept through the HTRTX Hill Country Resort nestled on the banks of the Guadalupe River in Kerrville. Jada was staying at the resort with her fiancé, Bailey Martin, and his family when floodwater began rising rapidly in the night. Woken by water knocking at the door, Jada's last heroic act was helping her fiancé's teenage stepsiblings climb to the roof of the RV, saving their lives. According to a statement released by the family's law firm, Jada was a dedicated juvenile probation officer in Ector County, Texas. According to the statement, Jada was pursuing her master's degree in psychology at the University of Texas Permian Basin, hoping to serve at-risk youth. In the statement, David Floyd, Jada's father, said, "She was someone who was going to make a difference in the lives of people, particularly kids." In the statement, attorney Kevin Glasheen says, "The family wants answers and accountability. They want to know why the resort had no effective system to monitor extreme weather and flooding, no adequate warning for guests like Jada, and no timely evacuation procedures." A spokesperson for HTRTX Hill Country Resort contacted Breitbart Texas with a written statement, saying, "Our hearts go out to Ms. Floyd's family, her fiancé, and other loved ones, and to all of those who were impacted by the flooding that devastated the Kerrville community. As has been widely acknowledged by state and local authorities, meteorologists, and other experts, no one could have anticipated the unprecedented severity and rapid onset of the flooding that occurred and that exposed serious failures in public warning systems and emergency response protocols. While we have not yet been served with this complaint, we have reviewed a copy. We reject its fundamental premise and will be prepared to vigorously defend ourselves in court." Breitbart Texas traveled to the region impacted by the deadly flooding, where several campgrounds and recreational vehicle parks along the Guadalupe River Basin, near Kerrville and other parts of the Texas Hill Country, were destroyed during the busy July 4 weekend flooding event. As of Friday, a total of 137 deaths had been attributed to the early morning flash flood. Two people remain missing. The Texas Hill Country region is a popular summer vacation spot that attracts visitors who frequent the numerous campgrounds and RV parks situated along the banks of the Guadalupe River. As reported by Breitbart Texas, the water level of the Guadalupe River rose rapidly due to a record rainfall that caught many by surprise during the early morning hours of July 4. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Randy Clark. Editors note, this article has been updated with a response from HTRTX Hill Country Resort. The statement is included in its entirety.